Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israel continues to hunt for Hamas terrorists. Intense fighting happened around another hospital in northern Gaza. Hamas uses sites like hospitals to conduct war, knowing they're safe from aerial bombardment. The United States and Israel are negotiating with terrorists, as Hamas negotiators are reportedly near a deal to release some hostages that were brutally taken during the October 7th murderous rampage by Hamas in Israel. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will be laid to rest next week. She passed away at the age of 96 Sunday. The public will be able to pay their respects at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta, Georgia. That'll take place November 27th. A private funeral service will be held November 29th at the Carter Family Residence in Plains, Georgia. Three people are hurt after a light pole came crashing down at Disneyland in Southern California. Dave Collins has more.
Powerful winds are hitting Anaheim and other parts of Southern California. That light pole fell at Disneyland at about 8:30 Monday morning. One person was transported to the hospital for serious injuries. The other two victims were treated on the scene.
The Thanksgiving holiday rush is underway at airports across the nation, with 30 million travelers expected to fly by the week's end. You can always check the wait times for your airport online, but the rule of thumb this holiday season is to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours ahead of your flight. The TSA is better prepared this Thanksgiving than years prior, with a nearly 2% increase in staff nationwide. Mars Williams, saxophonist for the Psychedelic Furs, has died at the age of 68. His death was confirmed by his brother Paul. Williams died of cancer of the small intestine. In addition to the Furs, he also played in the jazz group Liquid Soul, who played President Clinton's second inauguration. USA News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
More free COVID-19 tests are available from the federal government. Dave Collins has the details.
COVIDtest.gov is offering those who already ordered their 4 free tests from the website earlier this fall. An additional 4 tests are available now. Those who haven't ordered any tests since the website relaunched in September can order 8 tests now.
The Philadelphia Eagles football club bounced back from a 10-point halftime deficit to defeat the Kansas City Chiefs 21-17 on Monday Night Football. The Eagles have won 4 straight and sit atop the NFC at 9-1. The Chiefs have lost 2 of their last 3 games. An investor at Tesla would like to see Elon Musk suspended.
A shareholder of Tesla is urging the company's board of directors to temporarily suspend Elon Musk due to his endorsement of anti-Semitic ideas on social media. Jerry Brackman is requesting the board to unequivocally acknowledge Musk's error in supporting an anti-Semitic post on X. As the president of First American Trust, Brackman stated in a release that while he supports free speech, there is no excuse for spreading hatred by a CEO of a public company. I'm John Schaefer.
Tiger Woods is set to compete on the golf course for the first time in 7 months. Woods has committed to playing in the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas starting on November 30th. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, as we're realizing, it's not going to be easy. But still, the majority of Americans believe that America's off track. So they say, okay, what's your next move? You know, let's get this country back on track. Okay, you got to do some work. And guess what? It might require some heavy lifting. Because this has been something that's been ignored for a long time. And here we are. I mean, who would think that we would be overrun by Marxists and communists in our own country, elected officials even. This is how bad it's gotten, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, your eyes are not lying to you. This is a fact. At every turn, this totalitarian administration and this government wants to do everything they can to restrict, if not eliminate, all your freedoms and liberties that the U.S. Constitution enumerated on our behalf. It's great to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Suzanne Monk joins us now. She is the author, activist, and podcast host. Suzanne, good to have you with us. How are you?
Good to see you, Bill. Always good to talk to you.
Well, Speaker Mike Johnson did something that Kevin McCarthy started to do, and here right off the bat, and, you know, freedom-loving Americans are appreciating the release of the J6 Capitol CCTV footage, huh?
Yeah, and let's just say it how it is that Kevin failed to do. He had certainly about 10 months to live up to that promise. It was one of the things that he promised in getting elected as speaker. It's one of the things that secured his speakership, and he was unable to meet that goal. And as we see, it only took Mike a few weeks to get it done. So.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. We're finding out all this information. Of course, we got a little bit of a preview when it was first released to Tucker Carlson, but it was such a hot potato. Fox couldn't handle it. You know, and that tells you right there, right off the bat, that when you have networks, people and entities, media that we've counted on to bring us the truth, and they, you know, fold up like a $2 chair, then, you know, they end up losing credibility, and rightfully so. And this is why, you know, outlets like yours and ours here that are independent is that we're in pursuit of the truth, and we're not beholden to these traditional entities that tell you how high you should jump and win, right?
Well, yeah, and I think that I can tell you from sitting in the courtroom day after day, you know, some of this is not new to any of us who have been, you know, involved with these cases, because this is a lot of this footage is some of the things that we saw in court. What was the problem is the American public wasn't able to see that. And so many of us activists have been screaming from the rooftops. You know, the feds started the violence. The cops waved people in. It was predominantly a peaceful protest. They're misrepresenting what the nature of the event was, what the actions of these defendants were. We've said that over and over, but we got to see that sitting in the courtroom, and that wasn't a way that people, the average populace, could see that. Now we're getting to see that, and yeah, I think you see it in the on social media. Outrage. frustration.
Right.
And what I'm hoping that turns into is a desire for the American people to continue to push forward, because what I can really say is we accomplished getting these tapes released by continuing to engage Congress. We
exactly.
supported Matt Gaetz when he vacated Kevin McCarthy. We supported Mike's promise, and we held him to that. The calls to action immediately on Mike Johnson to release the tapes, and now we're here. So I'm hoping that we start asking for the next thing, which is it's time to call these judges, including Ergodon, Trump's judge, whatever. All of these guys need to be called in front of the Judiciary Committee to ask to respond to their political bias. And we need Congress to start to rectify the law. This domestic terrorism statute that we're using to put people in jail for 20 years, 10, 20 years for a few hundred dollars of property damage can be rectified legislatively so that no American is ever labeled a domestic terrorist for First Amendment activity, and they should start on that today. So these are the things that we I'm hoping that now that the public sees what us activists have been talking about, we're able to turn on that public outrage switch in a peaceful constitutional manner and move the ball forward. Certainly this Congress is more responsive than any we've seen.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, there is an interest, and we're grateful for that. It's just, can there be enough courage, you know, to see this through? Because that's the question. What's next? You know, the American people, yes, we've gained some ground, but you've got to keep the heat on and understand what is being exposed right here, Suzanne, is just the beginning. I mean, think about it. If what we're seeing that happened in J6, what we're seeing happening with Trump, what we're seeing that happened, you know, across the country. I mean, how many of Black Lives Matter and Antifa were regarded as domestic terrorists on their way to, what, $2 to $4 billion worth of damage as they tormented countries, you know, across the country?
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
So,
and continue to do so to this day. We've seen the exact same people who were involved in the George Floyd riots are now the new pro-Hamas organizers. It's the same radical leftist core group in this country that causes all of this violence, all of this instigation. The real insurrection is coming out of our corrupt leftist government and their lackeys. And the radical left. And we're paying to train and recruit those people through government programs right now, actually.
Well, and sadly, the American people are paying the price, whether it's the, you know, the J6 patriots that have been incarcerated, you know, for in some cases over 300 days have they been incarcerated without due process. You've got Derek Chauvin, for example. You know, this truth is coming out. I mean, it's so painful what you're hearing more and more in terms of, you know, the science and, you know, the autopsy of George Floyd and even, you know, even the judge and the police very concerned about managing, you know, riots and that sort of thing. And meanwhile, they send a man to jail for 20 years for someone who, you know, I'm not saying look at it just because he had drug problems before or whatever, but it just seemed to be a rush to judgment here at the expense of Derek Chauvin. And we're finding out this information, which most people suspected early on, and they knew that they were railroading this guy. But to put him in jail for 20 years, destroy him and his career, you know, for what? Because you're afraid to stand up for justice? You know, it takes courage to stand up for it. And yes, if the people are upset, but you've got to be able to lay stuff out. But as you know, one person laid this out, Suzanne, was that George Floyd was a hero for the left. He typified, you know, the black male figure, and you know, they all but erected, maybe they did erect a statue to this guy with holy water coming out his left ear, because he, you know, this guy drug addled. You know, a father that was a hot mess, you know, typified the symbolism of black males in the eyes of the left, of the Democratic Party left.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I think they're trying to, you know, reshape the black community and keep that plantation vote. But I got to tell you, G6 is actually finding more unity between the patriot community and the black community, because all of a sudden we are understanding what a weaponized prison system actually is. We're starting to see how you get railroaded and how you get suppressed and how you get kept down through this institution.
And black America has known this firsthand. And thank God they're participating in this conversation. More from Suzanne Monk after this.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Middle East is an area of high religious persecution. This makes evangelism especially tricky, as many people in the region openly oppose Christianity. The Tide Ministry is pleased to provide gospel programming through the first and only Arabic Christian channel dedicated exclusively to children and young people. Sat7 Kids, a far-reaching Arabic television channel, introduces children to the gospel during their crucial early years. Their safe and positive gospel-centered programming reaches at least 5 million Arabic-speaking children. The Tide programs aired on Sat7 Kids are helping to transform the Middle East by urging the next generation to positively influence society by following Jesus. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in the Middle East and beyond whose lives are being impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Depression independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Suzanne Monk continues with us. Speaker Johnson, as we've mentioned, Mike Johnson released the J6 Capitol CCTV footage. Originally we were told 14,000 hours of footage. It's more than 44,000 hours. Suzanne, you said that as you were observing in the court that this footage was seen, but yet not necessarily in public. But my understanding was even the footage that was seen in court was pretty much, I don't know, filtered in. It wasn't so much that even the defendants had full access to this footage. In fact, in many cases, the judges refused to allow them to, you know, have access to even some exculpatory evidence, which, you know, what happened to due process? I mean, the fix was in on all these J6 Patriots, right?
Yeah, and I've seen these Brady, it's a Brady rule violation when the prosecution does not give exculpatory evidence that required to by the Brady rule. And I have seen countless Brady rule violations where the government is just withholding exculpatory evidence. What was kind of shocking to me sitting in months of the Proud Boys case was even with the government suppressing the truth and trying to push their narrative, we still watched hours of video where Ray Epps is right there whispering in everybody's ear. We still got to see it's impossible to actually extract out how much federal involvement, suspicious involvement, coordinated leftist activity that is readily available. So, you know, that's one of the things I've been this week very frustrated because people keep, you know, tagging me in all the video footage. And some of this I've seen, but a lot of the intent I've already been aware of, because it's once you start seeing any bit of this evidence, you can see that the narrative is an entire lie that people.
It's manufactured. It's totally manufactured. You can catch that right away. Anybody with any level of discernment can see that. It's that obvious. I think there will be a day to reconcile here, Suzanne, that all these J6ers, these Patriots, and that, the lawsuit. The liability that, unfortunately, we the people are going to have to pay, which was done by the Biden Justice Department, just the illegal, the depth of illegal activity, the breaking of our constitutional laws, one thing after another. And here they are. I mean, there's just going to be a lawsuit. Lawsuits, I should say, plural, that and rightfully so, that are going to offer some comfort and some minor remedy. I think of Jake Lang and others who have been in there for, hundreds of days. Many as well that have suffered immensely. We've had one suicide as a result of the immense pressure, right?
Four, Bill. We've had four
now?
Suicides. We've had four, and I think it's going on five. I might be even missing one as well. And of course, the loss of life with Roseanne Boylan, Ashley Babbitt, and Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, as well as Officer Sidnick. That will never be restored. You know, Mickey.
Yes.
Mickey Wilcox will never be given her daughter back. So there are some things that can never be rectified. And frankly, I don't think the psychological and emotional damage, the loss of family participation, my friend Zach Real, who has only got to see his child, his daughter, in person, in a prison visitation, he's not getting those early years back. None of that
exactly
is going to be able to be restored. Mm. But what we can hope for is that we get our country back. And it's going to take a little, as you said, there's a lot of work to do. We've got to rectify the laws so they cannot be weaponized. We've got to impeach some of these judges, as it is clear, especially in Trump's case.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Some of these judges are so completely beyond the pale with regards to bias, they need to be removed from the bench. And
exactly.
The only way we can actually do that is to impeach them, because I don't know if everyone is aware of this, but once a judge retires, they actually are still able to see cases. Until you bury that judge, he is pretty much still active in our judicial system, unless we can impeach. So some of these judges are going to be infesting our judicial system until we take strong action. And it's up to us, we the people, to
exactly
give the Congress those cojones. They're not going to get them on their own, Bill.
Right. Well, this is why, for this upcoming election, we've got 12 months. The people have got to come out in record numbers. None of this stuff where, you know, only 50% of the electorate registers to vote and only 50% of that 50 actually goes out and vote. The silent majority needs to rise up once again and come out in record numbers and give a mandate to the Republican Party. Now, when I say the Republican Party, look, we've got issues with the Republican Party. Not as bad as the Democrats, clearly, because the Democrats are lost in their ideology. They're so over the left and so totalitarian, you can't reason with them. You can still reason with the Republicans. But
you speak of cojones.
You speak of cojones. We got to make sure that they hold on to their understanding of their cojones so they go in there and do the people's bidding, because there's going to be a mess. It's going to be, in a sense, it's a little bit like what's going on right now with Israel and Hamas, I might say, Suzanne. It gets ugly. War is not a pretty thing. And this is basically a war that conservatives and people of faith have been getting their butts kicked over because they haven't participated and said, well, you know, I'm not going to worry about it, you know, and it's politics and whole deal. Well, look at your kids and grandkids are counting on you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Mike Johnson has shown the lines really clear. There are two groups in this government. There are those who would hide the J6 tapes and those who want to reveal the J6 tapes. Mm-hmm. And what I will say about this is you are 100% we need to hold the Republican Party to account and to their feet to the fire. How we do that, Bill, is get involved with the primaries. So much of our voter apathy occurs in the primaries, but that's where we not only get better Republicans in Congress, but where we take those rhinos and we push them to be less rhinos. The primary process is when we build our platform, when we let our representatives and our candidate know what our values are, what we expect from them, that's when you have the most access, and we're heading right into primary season right now. So today is the day to figure out, take your Thanksgiving break, find out who's running in your district, get involved with those primaries with a candidate that you believe shares your values, and that will push whomever ends up being their nominee and eventually the representative more in our direction. So it's so important to get involved in these primaries even before election, general election season.
Yeah, you can't just elect these officials, you know, and then send them to D.C. and think they're going to do your bidding. Because guess what? The paradigm and the institution of the Beltway is so defined and so strict that you can send all the good people that you think of into D.C. and they find out real quick what the rules of law are on the Beltway. And the number one rule is getting reelected. So forget about your constituency. You've got to get reelected. And the only way you get reelected is you got to have the money. And who has control of the money? It's the leadership, whether it's Nancy Pelosi in the past, and that's how she was able to wield such a strong arm with the Democrats. Kevin McCarthy wields some power even still, even though he's not the speaker any longer. But he raised a lot of money. Money speaks on the Beltway. And
Ivana stays in power, Bill.
Yes,
it's how
exactly.
Ivana stays at the head of the RNC.
Yep.
She's a fantastic fundraiser. She doesn't do her job otherwise, but she's really good at saving that money. But let me tell you something. We, the people, have really put a dent even in that. You know, I have always said that the none of us live on K Street, and this 118th Congress is the first Congress where I've seen we, the people, start to have almost as much leverage as those folks on K Street. Mm. And I think it comes from candidates, frankly, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who broke that fundraising model and broke all fundraising records with small individual donors. So not only do we have a bigger voice in Congress than we, the people, have ever had that I've noticed in my lifetime, Bill, but even our financial control effort leverage is stronger as well. So, you know, that's one of the reasons getting involved, you know, put your money where your mouth is. Don't send it to the RNC. Send it to these politicians, these candidates that are doing what you expect of them.
Exactly. Yes, money talks. Oh, by the way, just one final parting note here. You know, that January 6th Kangaroo Committee, right? The former chair, Benny Thompson, admitted that he and other committee members, they didn't actually review the surveillance video themselves.
Yeah.
What a joke, Suzanne, right?
Well, yeah, and every member of Congress who was super shocked all of a sudden to have this video out, let me just remind them that they had access to this the entire time. It's the
Thank you, Suzanne Monk. Out of time.
This week, no thanks. Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. Israel continues to hunt for Hamas terrorists. Intense fighting happened around another hospital in northern Gaza. Hamas uses sites like hospitals to conduct war, knowing they're safe from aerial bombardment. The United States and Israel are negotiating with terrorists, as Hamas negotiators are reportedly near a deal to release some hostages that were brutally taken during the October 7th murderous rampage by Hamas in Israel. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will be laid to rest next week. She passed away at the age of 96 Sunday. The public will be able to pay their respects at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta, Georgia. That'll take place November 27th. A private funeral service will be held November 29th at the Carter Family Residence in Plains, Georgia. Today is officially National Entrepreneurs Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Can you believe it? Thanksgiving. A couple days away. It is an early Thanksgiving. Of course, retail loves it when they get an extra week of sales and, consumer love. This is the time when they make hay. 40, sometimes as high as 50% of their revenue will be done in these short weeks, before Christmas. But all that being said, I say let's pause and appreciate this season of Thanksgiving and what it's all about. This has been a rough year, and I can understand and appreciate it's tough sometimes to be thankful in these hard times. But this is the measure of a man when you can be thankful in times like this. Jeff Kemp joins us now. He is a man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning, Bill, and good morning to everyone listening to us.
Yeah.
And that's good. I love jumping on the radio with you to encourage people and take them back to the ultimate hope, the ultimate truth, the ultimate love, the eternal message that brings sense to this difficult short-term circumstance, as you were describing.
Well, and it's a challenge, when you're stretched, and this has been a tough time. Financially, we've got 32 wars around the world that are happening right now, Jeff. It's incredible. We see what happened in Israel with Hamas and in the Gaza, potentially, you know, what could happen. You know, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem continuously. And, you know, and that the Father's will would be played out. It's His will be done, most importantly. But this is a season right now, and a season that has been set aside, you know, for us to be thankful. And, you know, you think of a time when, you know, what during the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln, in the midst of a Civil War was going on, hit the pause button and said, look, we need to be thankful. And so we're not exactly in a civil war, but can you imagine what the president and the country was feeling like during that period of time that led to the deaths of over 600,000 people for the freedom of slaves? I mean, that's a lot of tough times, you know, that you've got to look above and be thankful for. But time and again, no matter the season, no matter the situation, as you say, Jeff, God is faithful, right?
He is, and you know this life that we have is a life not just of our body, but it's the life of our soul, which is eternal. God made us in His image; He's eternal and He's relational. He made us for relationship, and He made us for connection with Him. That ideally, since our soul lives forever, we accept His forgiveness and His solution to the human dilemma. And we receive Jesus Christ, the only perfect sacrifice that gets us back in touch with Him as adopted sons and daughters of God. And at that point, we have a vibrant and alive spiritual life in our soul that transcends what Abraham Lincoln was facing in World War, in the Civil War. Mm-hmm. What soldiers have faced in, you know, World War I, World War II, what the early Christians faced in the Roman Empire when they were being persecuted and even burned at the stake. And what a person facing cancer whose earthly body is decaying, but their soul is not only alive now because God's presence is so deeply with us in our suffering, because no one suffered as much as Jesus, and that's His specialty, is being with us in our suffering. So we have His presence, but we also have the hope that when we pass from this life, we're going to be living in perfection with Him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Forever and ever and ever. And there's mm-hmm. no more tears. And everything is healed. And all the injustices of the world will be corrected by a just, perfect, amazing God. That big picture is where thanksgiving and gratitude mm-hmm. Can just blossom, no matter the tough circumstances. So
right.
This show today, you and I are reminding ourselves and our friends listening that the very best attitude is gratitude to God. And Thanksgiving ought not to be, you know, one day with a bunch of turkey and what do they have, 7 football games now in the NFL? Thanksgiving is every morning, the minute you wake up. Thank you, God,
right.
that you saved me, that I have life, that I have your word, your truth, that I have your Holy Spirit, your presence, that I have family who love me and that I can love. And that I have spiritual family, brothers and sisters in Jesus, that we are to love so well, even though we're all jacked up and we're all broken. We're still messed up. Just because we're saved doesn't mean we're perfect humans.
But far from it.
Love imperfect people shows the world that God's love is real. And that's the job of every single believer and follower of Jesus.
Well, that's what makes it easier, you know, to love imperfect people, is when we look in the mirror and realize that God loved us first, right? And you translate that out and you realize, gosh, God loved me as I was. And who am I to hold back? And the fact of the matter is when I love like God loves, oh, my goodness. I mean, as much as you can as a humanoid this side of heaven, it is a piece of heaven in and of itself. You know what you talked about, Jeff? Yeah, exactly. What you were talking about earlier in terms of
Romans 5.
Yeah.
Romans 5:8 says that God amazingly proved and demonstrated His love for us in this way. While we were still wandering away from Him and sinning, while we were still sinners, before we could fix up our act, which we cannot, while we were still broken and messed up, God died for us. Jesus sacrificed himself for us. That is unconditional love. And that is the love that lets us forgive our spouse, humble ourselves to our kids, treat a mean neighbor kindly, be gracious to people who have positions and views very, very different than ours. Remember, our faith is based upon a relationship with God in the heart, not based in trying to live up to a perfect, law or behavior. Mm-hmm. We can't do it. And our morality is not the pathway to God. Jesus is. Mm-hmm. So at Thanksgiving, let's be thankful, A, that God made a beautiful world, B, that he made life and that it's eternal, C, that he gave us Jesus so we have an answer for all the problems here on earth. And then look at the people in your family and maybe at the table this year, say, what memories in our relationships are we thankful for? What traits in each person around the table are we thankful for? What traits about God are we thankful for? Mm-hmm. Let's focus on the good things about people and relationships and God.
Well, because this is what faith is all about. It's those things that are not seen but yet hoped for. That's an indication of your faith, that you have faith, right? And that's what you hold on to. And you have a choice. You can focus on the glass half empty or the glass half full. That is your very choice. But again, it is consistent with that critical intersection that God laid out for us. You can choose life or choose death. And whatever you think, whatever you say, it's going to promote one or the other, right, Jeff?
Yeah. I just got an idea. I like to give myself little coaching points. And I'd love for people listening to give themselves some coaching points. What are you going to do? It's Tuesday. Let's start Thanksgiving right now. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This whole extended Thanksgiving. What are you going to do to cultivate an attitude of gratitude towards God so that your conversation with him all day long is positive and thankful? And B, a practical attitude of gratitude and expressing gratitude to others. So my coaching point is I'm going to write sticky notes and leave them around the house for Stacy about what I'm thankful for. And I'm going to send texts today, tomorrow, in the next couple of days to family members and friends for why I'm thankful for them and for God. And then we're going to have a conversation on Thanksgiving Day about people and traits and memories we're thankful for.
I love that idea, Jeff. Let's ignite something here around the world here, everybody. What is it going to take? A little sticky note here or there, a text of thanksgiving and gratitude toward, toward friends, loved ones, children at a distance, all these good things. Woof. That's a great idea. I love the coaching tip, Jeff Kemp. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price.
I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time to give away some great American PureFlix Christmas promotion subscriptions, okay? A six-month absolutely free subscription to the Great American PureFlix Christmas library. And, of course, it's all their movies beyond Christmas. They'll take us all the way to Easter. And you know they produce just outstanding movies. So, look at all you have to do in order to access this promotion absolutely free is just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Comes to me directly, okay? bill@billmartinezlive.com. Right in the subject line, I'm a winner. This way I can know that you are participating in this promotion, and you'll be able to enjoy and celebrate a taste of the season. That's the theme of this week's showings on PureFlix. Nothing like the smells and taste of the holidays, right? And it's almost like smell-o-vision. You know, with these movies that are there. And you'll be able to enjoy them absolutely free because we're givers and we're passing on this to you. So get it in the email right away. Get it to me so that you can start your free trial right away. Okay? So, free trial, I mean 6 months free subscription, you know, because we're givers. We love to do that. Hey, Samantha Mao, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. She's the good news girl. She's with us now to talk about these viral videos that, you know, are happening and good fun. In fact, you know, it is the season. Can you believe, Sam, how quick Thanksgiving has come upon us?
I've never had a year go by faster than the first year of my son's life.
Yes.
I have never seen time, like, just go by so fast in my life. And I just wanted to slow down a little bit so I can enjoy it. But, yeah, I can't believe it's already here.
Well, just take pictures. Can you imagine the first time he sees a turkey? I mean, he's like, what the heck is going on here? And then you put a drumstick in front of him. He's going, oh, that's what I'm talking about. If I only had teeth. If I only had teeth, I could really I could have fun with this, right?
Oh, he does have teeth. He has, like, 8 teeth right now.
Oh, my God. He's got 8 already, huh? Well, good for him.
Yeah, he's eating all kinds of stuff.
Oh, he's getting into the stuff. Oh, yeah, so you better be careful. He gets one of those drumsticks. That's it. He's done for life here. That's great. Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, we've got a grandmother and a man that she accidentally invited to Thanksgiving in 2016, adding 2 guests to this year's holiday dinner. What's this all about?
I think this is a really sweet idea. You know, this is a story that went viral where Wanda and Jamal.
Okay. This is the one. This is the original Wanda and Jamal story, right?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. So they're joining together. I just thought this was such a cool story. I'm kind of like looking forward to the update on it. They're partnering with Airbnb this week, and they've invited two new guests. They said, you know, our love for meeting new people has not changed, and we're hoping to add a couple of new people. So I checked the listing. It was just $16, which I'm guessing is about the lowest they can charge for Airbnb.
Wow.
And, like, they'll have two new people that join them for Thanksgiving. And I think that's such a great idea. You know, I was, I was talking about this last night, that there's people out there who don't necessarily know what they're doing for Thanksgiving or have plans with the family or something like that. And I love the idea of one day being able to host different people myself and invite them and make sure everybody has a place to go. And, like, you know, like, you really make friends with people just seeing them a couple times a year or once a year. It's amazing how much they become such a part of your life.
Right, exactly. Well, how cool is that? You know, that, you know, you're able to, you know, meet new people this way and have, like, you know, like Wanda. I mean, you know, she's got a lifetime friend since then that's participated in this annual event all because of an accident, huh?
All because of an accident. And, you know, it's amazing how many people know about it. It came up at the grocery store last night as I'm checking out. One of the guys was talking about it. And it's just like, you know, this is, it's kind of like they've become, you know, who would think an accidental text would lead to not just the, like, the friendship that they've had, but all the people that have followed along with them and been excited about them over the years. It's kind of like it made them internet celebrities.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that it's a natural inclination. You know, Thanksgiving is a time for family. It's a time for gathering, coming together. And, you know, we want everybody to be around a table with people that they love and respect and they can be thankful with, you know, for, you know, the previous years. And this one here, we have so much, you know, to be thankful for this year, as tough as it has been, you know, for many of us, for most of the country. You know, politics aside, I mean, you know, the results of it have been, you know, quite brutal. You know, but, you know, as we were mentioning, I was talking with Jeff Kemp, is that, you know, here you go back to the Civil War and you have the Declaration, you know, from Abraham Lincoln in the midst of people dying and, you know, a country in the middle of a civil war. He hits the pause button to say, hey, we need to turn to God and thank God. And I probably probably some people could have been so callous and hard hearted. They're going, thank God for what? You know, and fortunately, they responded to the spirit of the invitation to participate in this dedicated, sanctified time for Thanksgiving. And we need to keep that in mind, that even in the midst of the trials that we have, I mean, you know, during these tough times, it really, I guess maybe it causes us to be more appreciative, to have more gratitude and more, you know, more thanksgiving, you know, during these tough times. What do you think, Sam?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, speaking about the fact that Thanksgiving is an American holiday, you know, I wonder if that's just like part of the American spirit, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, America is a place where people aspire to come and is like a place where we've all, I think generally we're happy, you know, if you, like generally you think of Americans as being happy. And I think one of the things that makes you happy is being thankful.
Right.
And things might be tough economically, but there's still so much to be grateful for. And I think having a holiday that focuses on it is a really big deal. And I think that I'm just thankful that they have this tradition.
Exactly.
You know, this is something they have everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And think about it. Who is the source of the blessings that America was born out of? But God himself, I mean, you know, we are thankful. You know, his grace has been shed upon this country. And he has blessed us in so many ways. And so, you know, first it starts with, you know, thanking God that we have this great, you know, American idea and this American way of life that's being challenged right now. But that's okay. You know, I have faith in the American people. I have faith in people of faith. who are willing to take a stand, you know, for righteousness so that this great American idea can be passed on to our kids and our grandkids. This next story involves an incredible moment where you got a good Samaritan who happens to be an ex-con. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
That's great.
And he saves a wounded cop. Tell us about this.
So John Mulley, you know, he's an ex-con. He's been in trouble with the law on and off throughout his life. Now he's 40 years old, and he owns a t-shirt company down in Texas. But recently, he just happened to be, I guess, what you would say, in the right place at the right time. This is a scary situation on Highway 59. There had been a high-speed chase. A suspect was in a stolen car, and the police officers are chasing him. And he speeds up and ends up causing a crash. And when police officers pull over to tell him to get out of the car, he ends up firing back and shooting one of the cops. And John was there. And so you picture this guy has, you know, been arrested by police officers numerous right. times throughout his life. He runs into the line of fire, the cop's been shot in the leg, and he drags him out. And the whole thing has been caught on video. So you can hear it's intense, even when you, I've read the story before, I watched the video, and it's still intense watching mm-hmm. it, and, you know, seeing that officer in so much pain. You just think about the fact that the officers put themselves at risk every day, and, you know, it just, I think anybody who would be brave enough to run and help an officer like that would be an mm-hmm. amazing person. But to see somebody who is a former convict.
Convict, yeah, right. Now he gets a get-out-of-jail card for the rest of his life, right?
It should count towards something, right?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, yeah, if he messes up or something, he gets a little pass or something, you know, a little lighter sentence perhaps. But what a good story here. This next one's about a New York City mom who plans a final act of kindness after her death, huh?
That's right. So Casey McIntyre, she unfortunately just recently died earlier this month from stage 4 ovarian cancer. And she decided she wanted to do something kind that could be passed on to other people after she's gone. You know, she's like, it sucks that I'm gone. You know, I've loved people and I've been loved, but everybody doesn't have the medical care that I've had. So she arranged she had people donate to her medical charity. Mm-hmm. And they raised about $150,000, which for that ends up being about $15 million worth of medical debt that they're going to be able to forgive for other people.
Wow.
And I just think it's pretty amazing to think somebody's at that point in their life where, you know, she's a young mom that's dying of a disease is tragic. And she's thinking of other people at that time and wanting to help. And I just think that speaks to the beauty that was in her heart.
Yeah, without a doubt. This final story is about camera equipment. It is helping a crew rescue a puppy that was trapped in a sewer. I think I read about this one. Go ahead. Yeah.
The puppy's name is now Damsel, because she was a damsel in distress, was rescued by camera equipment going underneath and finding her down in San Antonio, Texas this week. Mm-hmm. And if you see it, you always wonder, what does it look like down there when those dogs are trapped? It's so sad. She's an adorable little puppy, and now she's safe thanks to technology and people's efforts.
Well, and thank God it was a female dog named Damsel. Otherwise, you know, we'd have some gender confusion, even in the dog world. It could be traumatic. Thank God for Damsel. All came out well. Samantha Mao, the good news girl. Thank you, lady. Happy Thanksgiving.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep
in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a